What's up?
What up?
Dang, son.
Dang.
Good. Stress. Oh, you're good. Pud rubbing.
Tired of pud rubbing.
Dude. Tired of pud rubbing.
Pud's up.
So damn much I'm tired.
I'm just tired in general. I can nap right now.
Dude, we ate pancakes, what?
I'm still fucking
maybe 6 hours ago.
I'm
the
still
things were like
fucked.
This.
They were huge.
Fat boys.
They were bigger than this piece of paper.
Shit.
I put my hand up.
Oh yeah, you got the fucking picture for perspective hand.
Mm. Two hand cake.
That's the kind of hand you got.
It's the only kind of pancakes or cake that I like is 2 hand cake.
Something about those pancakes, bro.
They're good. Chocolate chip.
Something about those motherfucking pancakes, bro. They took it out of me.
Corner Cafe in Stoughton. You should go.
Straight up. Straight motherfucking up. What's up, guys?
What's up? Another episode of The Crawl here.
You want some more, baby?
200.
Yeah.
I want you to want me. Ooh.
Dude, life and times, dude. Life and times. You know what?
What?
Some of the strangest shit in my life has happened out of curiosity. It's been based off of a curiosity-based venture.
Well, most ventures are curiosity-based, I would assume, right?
Hey, Alex.
Hey, Sean.
You got a sense of toxic curiosity at all?
Toxic curiosity. Like curiosity of some shit that would
be
debaucherous on my health, my mental psyche. Maybe, I guess.
Just shit that overall ain't good for you at all.
I guess so. Like cigarettes?
Cigarettes?
No, that's not really, that's not curiosity.
That's just
it
a
was
habit.
A curiosity that turned into a something bad.
Into the worst habit.
But yeah, I guess. I think we all have some debaucherous curiosities, maybe.
Do you think that... What do you think it is? You think that people have... Like, everybody will have that sense of, like, curiosity, like, I wonder, like, what were we talking about in one of the last episodes?
What, the Orb, like, an Ouroboros meat kit?
Yeah.
That was the one that you were curious about that I was in the least bit curious.
That's what I'm trying to fucking say, dude. I feel like people have this curiosity, but I feel like certain people repress it and just keep it pushed down. Push down that fucking curiosity factor.
Well, if it's something fucked up, yeah, push that. I would like you to actively push down that curiosity if it's a fucked up venture.
Mm-mm. I like to live on the side of fucking exploring that curiosity, dude. But I think if I'm honest with myself, you know, and I think long term, like, what is the scope of my life going to look like? I think I'm going to eventually come to my end. Based off of that curiosity. You hear me?
You're going to come to your end based off that curiosity.
To my wit's end and to my life's end.
To your life's end.
I think that's what's going to do it. I don't think anything earthly.
What do you even, like, is there something in mind that you're talking about?
I just don't believe that anything earthly is going to be able to take me out.
Anything earthly? Something outer earthly? What are you talking about?
I think it's going to be... On the weirder side of things, you know, I don't see myself dying of a stroke.
It's going to be like...
It's going to be like auto asphyxiation or fucking...
Auto erupt. Shawnee Mac.
It's going to be weirder.
I'll give you like a high age. Like age 78 dies of auto erotic asphyxiation.
Dude, if I'm that fucking old, if I'm 78 years old...
You're jerking it with a belt around your neck.
Just as a geriatric. Don't you ever wish that on my old self, bro. That's foul.
I wasn't wishing it.
Well, listen, I'll do it.
I spoke it into existence, though.
But, dude, so if I'm yanking it... If I'm crank yanking it at the fucking old folks' home.
The way you're going by 78, you're going to need to do that. You're gonna fucking need it.
Shit, bro. Because, you know, I travel fucking amongst the weird, dude. Like NASA, and an astronaut will travel amongst the stars. I travel amongst the fucking.
You're an astronaut of the weird.
Of the weird, dude.
Fucking blast off.
Very explorative.
And blast in?
blast in and blast off, dude. Very explorative is my nature, bro. I can't help it, you know, but it keeps things exciting. It keeps things going in, you know, in a perpetual state of excitement.
Perpetual state of motion.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. What's the fucking, what's one thing that you've done that you know was a little sinister? Or that you know is a little funky.
Funky? Damn. You always put me on the spot with these questions.
I know. It is. I feel like
you always do it. It's hard
I
for
ask
me to
you questions
them.
That it's like it's fucking. Like, I ask. How do I expect you to know off the top of your head?
Yeah, like, oh, yeah. Like, I know exactly what you're coming in with. Gonna have to give me a minute here to think.
That's a funky question because, like, there's a million easy but hard to say answers to that.
For real,
like, there's ones that come to mind, but I don't necessarily want to live that.
I don't
want to
say that.
Like, yo, you guys are all hearing it. I've gotten into some things.
Yeah, I know.
A big part of me doesn't want to be ashamed of some of the weird, some of the depraved. Because, as weird as I am, as you both know,
yeah,
there's many people much weirder. Into some much more fucked up stuff than
like, I like, it's fun to think that you're weird, but in the broad scheme of things, you're not really that weird.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, pretty normal.
Definitely not normal. I mean, could you imagine?
What is normal?
It's relative.
You're normal in your weirdness, I should say. Like everybody's got their weirdness. So, like...
I got a pretty tame weirdness on the spectrum.
On the spectrum of weird,
It ain't the first time I knew I was on a spectrum. I'll tell you that, dude. I've been curious about that forever. Oh man, the crawl, baby. This is the crawl. You know, I'm. By now, you know, I feel like I'm hovering at this point. You know, I'm hovering between two different fucking planes of existence, right? I feel like I'm hovering above
just in the...
where I was at, the old Sean, right? And the old Sean, he's still just as fat. You know, he might not be as capable socially as the new Sean, but I'm hovering, right?
There's
these two planes where I could see them on the horizon. I'm this little floating orb right here, you know, and just in between. It feels like a real transition period, you know, and I started getting my period since I've transitioned.
Well, that's supposed to happen, I think.
Yeah, and well, I was bleeding before. It's because I was born with both, you know, and that's why it made me a target for being fondled.
What, dude?
You know, it's been hard.
It's been hard,
but it's just because there was options. You know, usually people only have one or the other.
But you were born with both.
Yeah.
All right.
I was born with both. What do you think? How common is that?
Hermaphroditic people?
That was like
a
pre-meme meme. Like when I was in middle school and shit.
We got the computer here. Why don't we look it up?
What's up, computer?
I'm literally talking about the computer, not fucking producer X. Dude.
Oh, well, you asked the question. That was the one that I'm going to start looking up now.
Fuck, man. That could have probably been smoother.
What?
It was a pre-meme meme.
One in 2,000. Huh? One in 2,000.
Are you shitting me?
Are hermaphrodites.
One in 2,000 people.
This is just a, I didn't look into it. Google.
No way. That seems high, dude.
Yeah.
Those numbers seem high, dude.
One in 2,000. I feel like I've known hermaphrodite.
Look up, who?
Well, statistically, I've known probably 2,000 people in my life.
Alex, do you listen to me? I was born with both.
I was assuming you were lying. I'm assuming that you weren't born with both.
Dude, right under the schlong is a little fucking hole there, dude, under the balls. It's open
you
there.
You didn't get it. Like, fit, like,
dude, it felt wrong looking in your eyes.
There's a hole down there.
It felt really fucked up.
As common as having red hair.
Oh my no fucking way. God, dude. There's a hermaphrodite for every ginger you've met.
No, I don't know. I don't what? Know. What? I don't know. That doesn't sound right.
I don't know how much I trust these numbers.
Dude, look up a look
blown.
Up.
That's.
Could we get a little dark? Could we look up a picture of what the genitalia looks like? I need it to be done.
Maybe you should.
You want me to do it while I'm logged in on Alex's Google?
I don't give a shit.
Fuck it. Go ahead.
No, I don't give a shit, dude.
Control shift N.
Hermaphrodite genitalia.
Keep talking.
All right. Yeah. I mean, dude, listen, if it's that fucking common.
Damn, dude.
At the end of the day, people are people, dude. It doesn't matter what you got.
I didn't realize that that's common.
There's people that have cleft lips, dude. There's people who got webbed toes. There's people who are born with both sets. You know, maybe a couple extra nipples.
Did we talk about that at one point? Why, cleft lips, they're super common in, other countries, but
not in America?
Yeah, I've never seen somebody with cleft lips unless they get it taken care of, right at birth.
Yeah, because in America, if you were to get it surgically, fixed at birth, by the time they were old enough for us to know them, the scar would be
non-existent. It'd just be they got a cut when they're...
Yeah, it'd be a little teensy thing, but I don't know.
Is this the fucking image that you wanted?
Over there?
Is this the image that you wanted, Sean?
What?
Is that what you wanted to see?
I don't think that's
how
real. That must work.
Under the balls.
That's not what it looks
under
like.
Under the balls,
dude. That's not
under,
it.
Under the balls, dude.
That's a picture of a dick with a pussy in it, on it. That's bro, not right. That's
dude,
not
that's
it.
Exactly
what I don't think that's what it looks like.
No, look up real. Type real
I'm,
after
I'm this. Done with this search, dude.
Fools. I'm looking it up. I'm done with this search. I'll go on Pornhub if need be.
Go to Pornhub and type in she man.
I don't even know how to spell it.
Hermaphrodite. Just
have you guys ever seen a hermaphrodite? Or no? Or are you?
What is that, dude? What the fuck is that?
Oh. Oh. Oh.
What is that?
Oh.
Get it out of here.
Oh, no. Oh, God damn.
Is that like a dick with...
Damn, son. I've never seen a dick like that, bro. There's no
looks
shape.
Like a fish, dude. That looks like a cell.
Those are semen, dude.
No, it's not.
Inside, dude, those are... Yeah.
That's what hermaphroditic semen looks like?
So, all right.
Is that even a word? I don't know. Are we being insensitive towards hermaphrodites? One in 2,000.
Obviously, they're extremely common. Fuck me.
Shit.
Dude, it's important to learn this stuff, you know? Because if we are being insensitive, it's wrong.
You need to know that you're being insensitive.
So you need to get the information. That's it. And this is something that has, I've never looked into it.
I honestly thought it was one in 2 million, a very rare thing.
Well, now look up cleft lip. What do you think is more common, a cleft lip or hermaphroditic genitalia?
I'm going to go with cleft lip.
So, all jokes aside, a hermaphrodite is, in humans at least, the external and the internal genitalia for the reproductive organs are described as intersex, which basically means I think it's
maybe dude, you have now that you use the penis. Word intersex, that's a thing that I've definitely heard of.
Intersex?
Intersex is a totally
how
thing.
Come, dude, how come?
I think we definitely were very insensitive.
All right, well, listen.
Whatever.
They already know. Dude,
we're idiots.
You guys know this ain't going to be
dumb.
Pretty. This ain't going to be pretty, but I do want to get to the bottom of it because if I am, if I am insensitive or if I come off too bullheaded.
I don't know I'm being.
Or that. Dumb. I don't know.
Look, we had to look it up and figure out.
I don't know the
and
why.
We figured it out.
This will start a bigger conversation where it'll be bigger than just is Sean and Alex fucking dumb and insensitive? Because the answer is obvious and overwhelming yes.
Obviously, we are.
So what I want to know, how would it work? And how come, get this right, how come anytime anything has to do with sex, it's instantly socially taboo to talk about it? Instantly. Because mainly for a layman's man like me, I don't know the intricacies or the nuances of all the fluidity within gender nowadays. I don't know it. And I know a couple of you guys watching know that type of stuff. I would like to know the intricacies
and like subtle little differences between all the genders. How many are there?
Well, the taboo thing, I think that's like almost exclusively American. It's not like that everywhere else, like to talk about shit like that, right?
Well, would it be also exclusively American to have more than one gender?
I don't know.
Because sexuality and gender. Gender is
I feel like a lot of countries aren't where we are socially to even give a fuck about people that feel and think that way, to give them a platform to state who they are and why they are and how they feel and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel a lot of countries like they don't are like that, but I don't know.
Probably don't have the freedom to even try to explore that means.
To be openly public about who they are.
All right, but listen, does it get to a point where it's just human beings' desire to stand out from a crowd? And that might be the most insensitive thing that I've said all day, but I mean malice and no negativity from that. I'm just questioning, like, yo, does it get to a point where we're going to have 3,000 different genders because we want as tiny of a group to associate ourselves with, because the smaller the group of people we're lumped in with, the more unique we feel. Like, is it that desire? Is that why there's
maybe,
new
but
genders?
I feel like
constantly?
A lot of people are looking for like community, you know, like they aren't. A lot of people are looking to be unique, but I feel like also a lot of people are looking for community to see, like, oh, there's people out there like me, and I'm not alone in this or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think anybody that feels like that is trying to necessarily be, like, a hipster about it, you know?
That's kind of what I was getting at.
There probably are. I mean, there's 7.5 billion people on this earth. There's people doing everything you can imagine.
Yeah.
So there probably are, but I feel like the overwhelming majority are not doing it for that reason. So,
well, I feel like hermaphrodite is an especially interesting situation because they don't have the choice on whether or not they want to.
Still going,
he's
dude.
Just looking at it.
What is that? Dude, stop
looking at peepees on Google. Cleft lip is like twice as likely.
Twice as likely.
It's like one or two in 1,000.
Oh, damn. That's fucked up. Cleft lip. I'd hate to be a cleft lip. Dude, what are you fucking doing? There's the, you're looking at like what? That's like Grey's Anatomy textbook fucking.
Dude, look at the fucking. Dude,
what's
that,
with the hair?
That
got
dick's
a
got a better.
It's got a mustache.
That fucking dick has a better head of hair than I do. God damn.
Look at that thing. Look at the fucking pecker, dude.
God damn, dude.
That's a beautiful head of hair.
It's a beautiful head of hair. Shit. That mustache has been waxed and spun up at the ends. All right. We can stop looking at.
You can tell.
1,700
you can tell
looking
that
fucking.
Both, dude, you can tell that it's both.
Penises, wow. Dude.
Well, you learn something every day, dude.
Yeah.
You know, when. I don't know. I just feel like anytime you're talking about shit like that, there's always this fucking, there's this line that you don't cross. And out of respect, I don't ever want to cross it because I don't want to be a person who walks around this earth intentionally making people feel bad.
Yeah.
I want the opposite. If I come in contact with you throughout my day or if you're somebody that's involved closely in my life, I want to be as decent and beneficial to your life as possible. I don't want to tear nobody down.
Yeah, I mean, just try to treat everybody that you come across as a decent human being, how you want to be treated, and it should be all good.
Yeah.
Don't have to, like, worry about subtle nuances with people.
But you do now. But you do now.
Well,
that's the at the end of the
day, you're
being
a nice, decent human being. I feel like.
But, dude, there's people who will dig into everything that you say.
True.
No matter what, there's people that will dig into every word that you say, studying and waiting for
trying to find something. Dude, fuck those people.
Those are the only people I don't wish good on. Motherfuckers.
No, I wish they have a decent day. I mean, maybe if they had more decent days, they wouldn't be like that.
I don't know.
Fucking. Dude, did you hear?
I don't know.
Breaking news like 5 hours ago. The monoliths, a group of artists came forward and like claimed responsibility for it.
Really?
Yeah, I guess there's four around the country now.
Yeah, I got fucking the desert in Utah, Romania, and Central California.
There's one in Joshua Tree. I don't know where that is. It's a national forest.
I've heard that before, and I could never understand. I always like sped through.
Joshua Tree?
You know how you'll speed through a word that you don't know if you're saying right?
Oh, yeah, and it's just like a...
I never knew it
wrong for the rest of your life.
I never knew if it was Josh Wood Tree or Joshua Tree. So I would say Joshua Tree.
Joshua Tree. Yeah, you know, Joshua
Tree. Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, you know, fucking Tom, he went over there and went to Joshua Tree.
Joshua Tree.
It's so dumb, dude. I do that a lot. But the monoliths, dude. To be completely honest with you, bro, I never knew what the fuck a monolith was before any of this. Don't even know.
What's the definition of monolith?
I want to know what Webster.
A monolith is.
I just want to know what the hell, what is that shit?
Webster says a single great stone, often in the form of an obelisk or column.
Obelisk.
So, like, basically just a tall standing rock or
fucking
piece of metal.
Like the thing from...
what they look like.
What was that view in Mass where the highest point in Mass?
We went there. I think that was just like a lighthouse type thing. But that was on Mount Greylock.
Mount Greylock.
You could say a lighthouse is monolithic.
It was a big giant lighthouse up there.
Right? You could say a lighthouse is monolithic.
I think so.
I guess.
They had that the one that was erected for the fucking military and stuff that said Massachusetts, but the U was a V and it was in really cool font.
Yeah, I think that's all the old timey writing is like that, U's or V's. I think there's a reason behind it, and I forget.
I don't know with this monolith thing, dude. I feel like it's really all copycats, and the artists that came forward.
Well, no, they got like
come on,
no, they got like blockchain, like fucking, they're like. Legitly were the ones that made it. They got like proof and evidence and
how I heard that it went deep enough, the original one from Utah, I heard that
it went deep enough that it went into the bedrock. Well, I saw something said like $5,000 to do that or some shit.
I mean,
I read the article quickly, like literally right before we fucking started.
Right. No, but think about it though. $45,000, dude, just to create a monolith out of that much metal.
They're using like museum quality fucking material and shit, it said.
Yeah, dude. The one in fucking California, I read somewhere that it was like 3,000 pounds, but it wasn't even connected into the earth, that if you pushed it hard enough, it would fall over.
That's the one that they like, people ripped out and replaced with a cross, right?
I don't know. Did they do that?
Yeah, like some fucking right wing Christian group was just like.
Yeah.
Fucking,
because Jesus don't believe in aliens.
Jesus,
dude.
Fucking rules.
What if there was a fight, dude? What if there was a fucking celebrity death match
between Jesus and any alien? just any alien,
who? I feel like Jesus would get the mitts, dude.
In this scenario, Jesus is 100% real. So maybe Jesus with is Jesus magic?
Do you think he can shoot laser beams from his eyes?
What?
You think Jesus can shoot like eyeball laser beams?
Maybe
like Superman.
I've seen artist renditions of Jesus doing that.
Yeah, why not? Why not? I mean,
he might be able to.
All right, if Jesus could shoot laser beams out of his eyes, the alien, what could they do? They can time travel. They can
super fast throughout the galaxy.
Mm-hmm. We don't even
need to eat, which means they don't need to shit or piss. Which I think is a superpower. Or cum. Shit, piss, cum. Yes.
Holy Trinity.
The Holy Trinity. They could. But Jesus is constantly doing the Holy Trinity. I hate these fucking headphones. Jesus Christ. Hate them.
I keep rolling over the wire.
Hate them.
We should get new ones. Upgrade.
Who the fuck would win in a battle? In a celebrity death
match? Celebrity death match. I'm going to go with Jesus. Because if Jesus is real, that means Jesus and God and shit, God created them aliens, man. In this hypothetical, if Jesus is 100% real, then that means God is real, and that means that those aliens were also made by God. In the hypothetical, so I'm going with Jesus. Jesus wins by a landslide.
All right. I think the logic. I wanted to say aliens.
I want to say aliens, too.
But the logic is so thorough that it's hard to argue against it.
It's there.
You know, and it's fucked up because my heart was saying aliens, but I think you're right. I think if God created everything, he would have created those aliens.
Then he would have.
But Jesus.
In his likeness, too. So would they look like us?
Aliens. Do you really believe in aliens? Let's get real.
Really believe in aliens?
Let's get
fuck
real.
Fuck yes, I believe in aliens.
You believe in them 100%?
Dude, this universe, 100%. Yeah, 100%. There's another intelligent species in this universe. Dude, it's too big.
The universe?
Yeah, it's too big.
I've heard even people talk about a multiverse.
I believe in some multiverse shit.
Where our solar system would not be, yeah.
Where it's just like layers upon layers.
And then you start to get into the interdimensional conversation.
Interdimensional.
I think that the level of depth in this life is not bound by any world, like any human level of understanding or explanation. I think that it is so vast. Yeah.
Well, there's shit around us we can't perceive, like fucking microwaves, x-rays and all that shit. Like, we can't perceive that shit.
Right.
But it's there.
And the same thing goes to, like, imagine, like, gas, like toxic gas, like carbon dioxide, right? Before we had the science to prove what that was and what was going on, humankind would have no idea that that exists. And I feel like a lot of dimensional conversation is in that same realm. It comes from that same vein.
Yeah, like, we don't know it exists because we can't detect it, because we don't have the fucking power to detect it.
Or to understand it, like, at all. You know, like, how the fuck did they even come to the conclusion for gas and, like, shit like that? Like, where do you start with a theory like that?
People must have just been like dropping dead in the forbidden chasm or something.
Over time they just left detectors, just
like, and like, we gotta figure that shit out. It's too scary.
We gotta figure this out, dude, because, you know, fucking 12 people just went down to the chasm last week. You know, we're having real trouble with that place.
Nobody learns.
Everybody comes back, and they're fucking make it halfway back home, and they're dead.
They drop dead.
Jesus Christ.
That's true. Shit out.
That's probably how they do it. Odds are that's how they do it. I feel like we didn't introduce you at all.
We didn't.
They know. You guys know who that is? Comment right now in the live chat if you know who that is. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's Producer X. That's the voice of
Producer X. The voice of Producer X.
And now he's going to be a third mic, and we're very grateful to have you.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to say your name?
Chunga Chunga.
Yeah, what do you?
Or do you want to be called Producer X?
That's a good question.
Should have asked you that before we started this.
Well, you kind of said.
Well, you guys gave me the Producer X thing. That was you.
That was us.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was funny.
I think it's fucking funny too.
I'm John. I'm on the third mic off camera.
It's John.
I'm doing all the tech and shit. Looking at
producer,
the
producer,
recording program. I'm producer. Yeah, I'm producing.
What he's doing? He's producing.
I'm currently producing.
Producing.
He's the
producing.
Computer.
Producing. Pud juicing.
Pud juice. Producer X.
What up?
Producer eggs.
I'm also looking up all the goofy shit on Google.
Because he smells a little bit like boiled eggs.
No, I smell
like nothing. Like boiled eggs.
Just kidding, egg salad. But
that's worse.
Dude, yeah. Monoliths, dude. I didn't know what the fuck. I believed it was aliens, but I
wanted them to be aliens. I really did.
I'm so quick to want to think something's an alien. Every time something crazy happens, I just jump right on the alien train.
Oh, it's an alien.
Right? I wouldn't even be against.
I pop my tire. Aliens.
I'm so sorry about your great granduncle's diagnosis, but, you know.
Aliens. Sir, you have appendicitis. It's
aliens.
aliens.
You guys are being too loud in this movie theater, and I need you to get out of here.
Aliens! Yeah.
Yep. I don't know, man. I didn't know what a monolith was. You know, I really didn't know what a monolith was. the fact that these people did, so if, say it is, what they're saying is true. You said they had receipts for everything, right? It's,
yeah,
they're,
it's like,
proven it was them.
Yeah.
So the amount of trickery that has been involved in their fucking behavior, it should be.
Well, that's like a form of art, doing shit like that.
Deception?
Not deception.
They allowed every major news media outlet.
Because they're getting good fucking coverage. It's like, whoa, what is this? And
it's deceptive.
It's not deceptive. It's just maybe it took a while for them to post. I freaking don't know. Like
the thing I'm looking at, it has in quotation marks, stunt artists.
Stunt
that's what
artists.
That's what they call themselves. I got the picture of the guy working
on it, too. Stunt artists.
Stunt artists. That's why they did it the way they did, to make
there's
a stunt
shit like that. They, people put shit in the desert or like
he's buffing the fucking metal. Come on. Something like that, you don't come out and take credit for it. Even if you did it, no matter how bad you want to come out and take credit for it, you either say it at the beginning.
I think they have to, with the amount of copycat shit that's going on, and then with like the whole people getting angry of the that like Christian group that toppled the one in California over and shit.
Did they do that? So they walked over and they said, "In the name of Christ."
In the name of Christ.
Damn. Dude, who do you think brought up the giant cross? Because I guarantee you he was doing his best Jesus.
He was definitely his best Jesus impersonation.
Dude, he said fucking...
Damn, the Lord and Savior really did this. You're lucky we rearranged this shit.
He was doing his best. Now I could play. Now I could play.
Woohoo! Yeah.
Oh, God. It's going to get really fucking crazy around these ports.
I hope not too crazy.
Dude, this is just prepare. Just prepare because, listen, I don't know no other way.
You're right, actually. I should just know by now.
Dude, I'd be liable. Now I have room to play, dude. And I bet you if I stood here.
If you stood there like that and then moved your chair and you could.
I bet you with one leap.
One leap, you're hopping over this.
I bet you I could.
With one leap, you could destroy
the entire
table. I think
with one leap, every single thing will be destroyed here. Don't even leap over this table.
I could do it.
In one bound. Don't fucking do it.
I don't know where I will land.
I'll jump up and block you.
No, you won't.
I'm not in the right... I wasn't in the right angle.
It's going to get fun.
Whew.
It's going to get fun.
A little slide down here.
It's really fucking cool now.
It was so hot.
How do you like it over there?
As much as I expected to, it was better than being over there.
It looks a lot better. It feels a lot better.
It feels better over here, yeah.
It opens up the whole room. Yeah. I mean, you guys can't see it, but it
does. I don't have empty space behind my back, which like
fixed the room a little bit.
Helps with my lizard brain and the anxiety of something being behind me. Yeah. Up against
the
wall. I like that.
The door. So if any intruders,
any aliens come through the door, try and put a monolith behind me, I'm going to see it now because I'm on the other side.
I'm going to shove that monolith right down their fucking alien throats.
Fuck yeah. Fuck them aliens.
America.
Fuck them aliens.
What do you guys think about celebrities taking money to endorse politicians? I saw this fucking article about, it was written by a girl on Twitter, and I think she was probably a liberal girl based off of the tone.
Mm-hmm.
But it was back when Lil Wayne endorsed Trump, and they were saying basically the rumor mill around that situation was saying that he was paid by the administration to come out in support of Trump.
Was he really?
I don't know the facts of it, but say he was.
I mean, well, I feel like celebrities do that anyway.
Look at it on the flip side.
Well, celebrities like sell themselves to the fucking devil.
You fucking sluts. So, like, you fucking whores. You spineless whores. You got no integrity. None of you. None of you. And you know what? People see it.
People see it.
And I know you feel it because you feel like a fucking phony, huh? I feel like
you're talking to all the celebrities watching right now.
I'm talking to, you know, certain people. I feel like a phony sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. I feel like a phony.
I feel like I'm faking it sometimes. You know,
it's called imposter syndrome. It's when you think you're like,
isn't that like most commonly felt by people who suddenly get famous? They're like, I'm not really that person. That can't be me.
Maybe. I'm assuming it would be.
That's the only context I've heard of it. Also, I looked up the Lil Wayne thing. Yeah. It just looks like rapper beef. It looks rapper like, beef. It looks like generic cent. Rapper. 50 Cent claims Lil Wayne was paid.
50 Cent is always in beef with somebody. Because
50 Cent Lil Wayne drama in 2020.
You know who 50 Cent would be if he was our friend?
Who?
It would be our buddy Harley. I don't know why, but I always thought Harley, because he...
It was like 50 Cent?
Yeah, just like, I don't know why.
I don't think... I've their never personalities, really like that.
Their personalities remind me of each other. I don't know why.
I never correlated.
You hang out
that.
With Fitty a lot? You can make that comparison?
I'd be chilling over there. Up in
yeah,
the
you
club.
Know, you know Fitty's fucking... Up in the club. Fitty. You got to say Fitty. You can't say 50.
I'm just
50.
Trying... Yeah, Fitty.
Did I say
50?
50?
No, 50 Cent?
Fitty. 50 I thought
Cent?
So.
You know, Mr. 50 Cent?
We ain't talking about bus fare, dog. Nah, I'd be over there with Fitty, just because, you know, there's many men that's wishing death upon him, you know, so I just got to be close by and fucking, you know, help keep him safe.
Yeah.
So, but you know it's happening. It's like an endorsement,
sure.
Right?
It's definitely happening.
You're listening to a podcast now. We're making a podcast right now.
Yeah.
Think about Blue Chew or fucking,
like Postmates or
any of those
mattress.
Instacart, fucking the, Honey,
whatever the
those are
Better Health.
Those are sponsorship health, endorsement deals, right?
Whatever it is,
you're a sponsored. It's a sponsored endorsement, so I endorse your product, and you pay me to do it, so my people could see, you know, whatever it is you want them to see through me. There's no way that in politics that's not going on. Look at how every – and it tends to be very, like, Democrat – predominantly, like, Democrats will do it. Unless – and it would make sense, though, because Democrats do believe generally in a much more for-the-people approach to yeah. what they're telling you. So it would make sense that a lot of celebrities would lean more left because they are also for the people.
Yeah, I feel like it's like hard to. It definitely happens, but it's hard to tell because like you also can't be like, no, you don't believe that. Like,
what do you mean?
You can't like just because somebody says like, oh yes, I endorse President Trump or I endorse Biden or whatever candidate X. You can't be like, you don't believe, like, that's not who you can't, like.
How could you prove that's not their genuine.
Exactly. So, like.
Yeah, but I think it does happen. Like, I do think it fucking happens, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like a lot of the times famous people, like, used to not talk about who their, like, political affiliate is because they want to be liked by everybody.
Right, and as soon as you state a political, but. This is the shift because now
it seems like a lot are
it seems like the numbers are not even anymore. That's the thing. No. Once it's like, all right, well, if 80% of my demo is, you know, Democrat or independents that sway Democrat, it's fine for me to say if that's how I truly feel what my position is.
Yeah.
Where back in the day I feel like we were much more
there was like
parties were like more evenly.
Yeah, and well, there was also like an understanding of I'm not going to bring up my political beliefs. You don't bring up your political beliefs, and yeah. It's going to be stay that.
There was a thing growing up where it was like religion. It's like growing
there's,
up.
Yeah, there's like
I think
you
in
don't
this area,
about
this
religion.
Area. I think that's a this area thing though. I think that it's the East Coast.
Religion,
says that to our kids.
Beliefs. You don't ask a woman her age. Mm-hmm. There's like, yeah, it's just like a couple of those things you don't fucking do.
Like rule of thumbs.
Rule of fingers, I guess. Yeah.
Well, you know.
Way of the past.
It's not like that no more.
No.
What do you think it is? You think it's because everybody has the platform to project their opinion with social media?
Yeah, I guess.
It's completely changing the dynamic of our culture.
Yeah.
You know? And I think it's interesting because if you look at it as like a study, right? If you look at what how commonplace it is to overstep every one of those boundaries from the past, like asking a woman her age or religion or talking about fucking sex all the time and like using curse words. What we represent as a culture right now, as a society right now, is something that is so so against what the standard was even in the 90s, early 2000s. It's so different today.
It's wicked different.
I don't even think we appreciate that right now. Like what
I feel like
what this moment is to history. Like
after the 90s, shit just got shit sped up so fucking much that like you can't really get a grasp on what is what anymore. So shit just constantly changing, and like you, before then it was like that's the way it's been. That's the way it's continue to go, like
because of the internet, you think?
Oh, for sure, yeah. There's the internet,
just like constant exposure.
It's like yeah, but the internet basically brought about the easy access for people to share opinions on a global fucking scale. So it, but, I think the internet is a good thing in the long term.
Overall,
sure. And also,
I was just thinking.
The internet is like, I think it's one of those things that it was always going to be discovered. It was always going to happen, no matter what. Like
because of our need to connect.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, and as technology furthers and becomes better and smoother and more efficient, I think the future of this technology that we're using now, this shit is going to be so primitive compared to what our kids and our grandchildren, the world
that get like Matrix-esque, where we're like all living in pods. And just like pumped with the nutrients that we need, and like
or like Avatar or something,
like just VR life.
I think it'll be an option, and I think it'll be an option where you can't even distinguish. And granted, I've never been in VR. I've never even done it. I don't know.
Well, if it's like indistinguishable between life, would you rather live in a VR world if it's indistinguishable? And you basically can do whatever you want.
Yeah,
but
you would.
What's that?
Oh yeah,
you would.
If it's,
it sounds kind
of
cool.
I spent honestly a lot of time in VR, so I can answer that quickly. Yeah.
What is the experience of like?
But it'd be deep. It'd be like Matrix. Like you're fucking like, you can't get out of it. Like you sign up and it's like, all right, we're gonna put you in this pod, and
you're making it scary.
Well, yeah, it's
this
like
is,
some
this is not the VR
no,
that
no, no,
I know.
No, 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 no. I'm talking about like, all right, like you can choose to either live a real life or you can live out your whole life in a VR pod, the 80 years or whatever, but like you're basically kind of in heaven.
But you don't have to worry about like health insurance about and stuff.
Any, you don't have to, yeah, I guess. Or, you don't have to worry about anything.
Or a car payment. Like, you don't have to, yeah, or disappointing
would,
anybody.
Would you actively choose to live in the Matrix?
He's basically asking, like, would you drop out and start somewhere else, different, sacrifice everything you got
sacrifice
going
real life and everything
for
a virtual life where you get everything. It's
after
like,
not living in the virtual
like,
life for most of your life already?
I guess.
Like, if you had to make like, the choice today?
Well, that's a different circumstance than just starting out in it. And like,
how are you going to be born and like fucking...
What if they just toss you in as soon as you're born and like halfway through you realize?
Or like, they make it so you're fucking... Or they make it so you're able to decide and transition your life at the age of 7.
At the age of 7, do you want to meet your real parents?
Fucking sick. You know where they're doing that?
Parents.
You know where they're doing that?
Where?
Sex changes.
Where? What?
Mm-hmm.
What did you? I didn't even hear what you said.
Were like
they're
really
letting 7-year-olds get a sex change. I got no
problem.
I got no problem with anybody who wants to get a sex change. If you are a child, you'll be treated like a child. You don't have, developmentally,
you don't know.
You're not anywhere near where you need to be to make a rational life choice that big.
When I was 7, I was convinced I was going to be a cowboy ninja.
Cowboy right? ninja. Those things never existed.
When I was 7, that's what I would be
maybe
today.
In the Gobi Desert.
That's what I would be today if I could pick
that
today.
When I was 7, I could have led that life.
Cowboy ninja, dude.
I don't think my brain was developed enough to make an important decision at 7.
No, not a life choice like that. And
that
it's gross to even...
Stupid little shit when I was 7.
It's fucking disgusting to even... It feels predatory.
It feels exploitative.
It does.
And the parents of these kids need to be evaluated because
yeah, there has to be some big kind of influence from the parents at that age.
Oh my god, dude, these kids are sacred. You know, that's literally the future of our world. You know, be careful. Make sure you're teaching them right, and make sure you're as good of an influence as you can be. Don't project your sickness and your fucking problems onto your kids, please, because we'll all be better for it as a species if you don't. And if you can't not do that, you need to be evaluated and maybe locked up, you fucking sicko.
Do you think in like the desert in China, there are Chinese cowboys? Like living the cowboy western life. Living the cowboy western life.
They got the boots.
Like yeah, in the Gobi Desert there are like Chinese people living like people in Arizona right now.
Yes.
Yes.
Nah, I don't know. I'm just speaking. I'm looking at Cowboy Luigi. Mario and Luigi, Cowboy Luigi.
Cowboy Luigi.
You have to assume there is.
There must be.
I don't know if the style would be the same.
Probably not, but...
They would probably look like monkish, if I had to take a wild guess.
Yeah. Or... Yeah.
Like, what do...
Oh, probably...
Like, what do West... Maybe wearing, no, like, they wouldn't even Middle be considered Eastern style Western.
Clothing, where it's like long robes.
I like that long robe look.
I feel like they breathe. I feel like it's airy.
God damn. Imagine never having... That's... Dude.
Or swalls.
I can't imagine they're like slinging revolvers around and kicking the doors into the saloon down there. Like spitting into a jar. And there's a guy on like an old-timey piano that's half playing itself. I can't see it. I can't picture that.
Dude, and now, so what do you think it would look like? They'd have just as much dust.
It'd be dust kicking up.
They'd have just as much dust.
Think there's like barn rassles?
I wonder.
Oh, barns in the desert.
If we explore this idea, you know, do you think that they would have the Fu Manchu? I think that they would probably still have the hat with the wide brim.
If you don't have the hat, are you really a cowboy?
Well, it's for the sun.
That's essential.
There's nothing blocking the sun, so it's a practical style choice.
You think they got horses? They must. Mm. They must.
It's the only way. They're not driving around in Fiats. I can tell you that much. I think there's just as much dust.
I don't even know
dust,
what goes on in that desert.
You're going to have boots, just in case there's scorpions or snakes.
You ever?
They're going to look a lot like ours.
You ever go on like Google Earth and just... Like, I spend a lot of time in the Chinese desert of Google Earth.
That's out of suspicion, dude.
Just straight up. I'm fucking spying on the Chinese, dude. I'm straight up looking for, like, military bases in the middle of the Gobi Desert. It's one of the things I love to do. I sit at home for, like, an hour sometimes. Just I'll be like, oh, fuck, I've been sitting here for, like, an hour and a half looking at the desert.
What's the wildest shit that you found on Google Earth?
I don't know. It's just like random fucking what I think are military bases. I convince myself in my head like, oh, this is a secret Air Force base or some shit.
You make that backup story, backstory for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, oh yeah, I make it.
Keep
all
it
up.
Juicy. Keep it fucking juicy.
I love doing
dude.
That shit.
Yeah, man. There's this place. I do that all the time too.
It's fun.
It's fucking wicked fun. I found this place called Plum Island in New York.
Plum Island.
And it's funny because there's two of them. And it started because I wanted to figure out why they say the Cape and Islands for Cape Cod. And yeah. I know that there's Martha's Vineyard. And I know there's Nantucket. But I thought for some reason I had a gut feeling that there would be more. I didn't see too many more, but I
there's
did
probably
see
a bunch of little ones, I'm assuming.
I was looking for all the little ones. I found one called No Man's Land. And that
no
one
No Man's Land. That's intriguing.
Cool, dude. It was completely abandoned. There was no, like, structure. There were no civilized...
And it's, like, right off the coast of...
Martha's Vineyard. I think it's just south of Martha's Vineyard.
I've never been to... like southwest. What's the other one, Nantucket? I always get Nantucket and Nantasket mixed up.
Oh, Nantasket ain't as beautiful as Nantucket.
No. One of the richest places in the country. The other one is definitely not.
No, the other one is where everybody from the South Shore goes to
you might get fucking stuck with a needle or something in the beach, dude. Don't walk that beach barefoot. man. Nah, it ain't too bad.
Nah, I want to go to some of those islands, dude, because those are pretty famous for Massachusetts. But they're hoity-toity.
I've been to Martha's Vineyard.
Hoity-toity.
Super nice. Actually, last time I went, fucking Barack Obama was there. Fucking, oh, Barack Obama was there. Yeah. No, it was cool because they had, like, Blackhawks flying around the whole fucking island all the time. It was a sight to see.
So I was looking for those because I was curious what the hype is about with the Cape yeah. and the islands. And I came across Plum Island.
Is that in Massachusetts?
No, it's in New York.
Oh, all right.
The peculiar thing about Plum Island is that there is one Plum Island that is a vacation spot.
Martha's Vineyard.
It's something like a Martha's Vineyard in New York. The other one is where they do genetic testing and biochemical testing on animals. Ooh. Trying to come up with some poisons and some fucking, they're making mutants.
Mutants.
Mm. And I came across the mutant one, dude.
Oh, the jelly pigs?
Jelly pigs.
The translucent skinned jelly pigs?
Dude, guys, Google right now. Stop watching the show because, you know, because we suck, basically. Turn off the show and look up Plum Island. Look up the Google reviews for Plum Island. And there's going to be a dude who's talking about something crazy, but you'll see him. It's a jelly pig. He posts a picture of a
translucent jelly pig.
A translucent gray-skinned pig type of animal with a nose unlike anything I've ever seen. And it's a wild
sight. It's fucking horrific.
It's a wild
sight. It's got like a rat face.
Oh, there it
is. With the teeth.
Oh, that ain't it, but what the fuck? Is that all from Plum Island?
Plum Island experiments him and search on that. I don't recommend it.
Let's look at a couple of those guys.
I don't recommend it. Which one?
Just a bunch of them.
Just a bunch of them.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a freaky
snap. That's him.
That's
him.
That's the translucent.
That's a jelly pig.
That's man bear. That's man bear pig. Jelly pig. Oh, that's fucking gross, dude. Look at its pud.
Oh, it does.
It's hanging down.
I don't recommend you Google this.
I highly recommend you Google it.
It's interesting to know what people are doing around these parts.
I'm sure people have. This was like a weird fucking like internet story at one time. Strange animal washes up on beach. I remember seeing that.
What is that? The same thing.
What, that brown turd-looking thing?
Yeah.
There's a Wikipedia page for it?
The Montauk
Monster.
Plum Island. We were looking for a place to sit when we saw some people looking at something. We didn't know what it was. We joked maybe it was something from Plum Island.
How'd it get out, dude?
Little did
they
know.
They got a hole somewhere that thing's burrowing out.
No, dude, it's wide open.
What?
Earth, Plum Island, dude. It's wide open. It's not enclosed. No,
they got some underground, underwater
dude,
shit.
Dude, there's forest on Plum Island. Where all right.
I don't
think they get the animals.
But I feel like since it's a bioweaponry they develop
center.
And shit.
Yeah. Yeah. What is it called?
Animal Disease Research Center.
Yeah. So they're pumping them full of
on that,
they're
I think.
They're pumping them full of stuff.
I feel like they got underwater labs. Some shit where they can, like, close it down and, like, this will never come out.
They're making, like, Dungeons & Dragons nightmare monsters.
Like, that's where God...
What do you think the wildest animal creature, like, living thing that humans have altered is?
The cow. No, what do you mean? That humans have domesticated?
No, like... We go in, you know how they can clone things and they can like tamper with the DNA of something before it's born and then it can be born how they want it? That's the type of shit that they do at Plum Island. What do you think the wildest thing that you can imagine would be in that vein? Like
there's a really interesting answer to this, but I'm going to say what humans have done with wolves and turn them into dogs. That's probably the only thing I could think of.
I'm going to say
that's
liger.
Like, they're a far cry
from wolf. From the wolves they once were.
Yeah, like I go home and look at my goofy fat little dog. I can't imagine. Like at some point in her lineage, she was a fierce wolf.
At one point,
that's just selective breeding, dude. And I think that's what humans are doing. That's why I don't have no luck on Tinder.
Selective breeding. You're one of them. It's because you're a wolf, and they don't want no wolf. They want a poodle.
But a wolf still a wolf still needs pussy.
What?
A wolf will still need pussy it's from true. Time to time, dude. Yeah. You know, I'm still a man, you know. I might not be the most handsome, and I'm sad because I'm lonely.
Dang.
The selective breeding, dude. That's what's going on.
That's what's happening.
Damn, dude. Google Earth, you have some fun on Google Earth.
It's a hoot. I'm going to say that right now. I'll be so bold and say that Google Earth is a hoot.
I'm going to go out on a
ledge. It's the bee's knees.
Go out on a ledge right now and let you know it's a hoot.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't fucking get it. I don't get it. You know, we do things. We like, mine, by the way, would be, I think they're trying to recreate dinosaurs somewhere.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I think they're trying to recreate it so that they can understand the phenomenon it was better than just fossilized remains.
Would you, after seeing the Jurassic Park movies, would you go to a Jurassic Park?
No.
No?
No, I have no interest. I would watch videos on my phone.
I'd go.
In no danger.
Videos on your phone? You wouldn't go see a real dinosaur?
I think they'd be able to handle it better.
Get a T-Rex ride?
I don't trust it, man. Riding
the back of a T-Rex wearing a giant cowboy hat?
as a Chinese man? I don't know, man. History
That's the kind of cowboys they got in the Gobi Desert. T-Rex riders.
They're just with their little nubby legs. T-Rex are so dumb, dude. Damn. All dinosaurs. How do you just go?
Like, I know. You don't put up T-Rex a fight. From North America? That's cool.
I never even once thought about regional dinosaur species.
Where are they from? Like, well, I mean, it was like Pangea at the time, so it was like they're all...
One big...
Doesn't really matter, but yeah, they're from like North America and like South Dakota and North Dakota area. It's called Hell's something. Hell's Valley.
Do you believe
Devil
in that
Valley.
Pangea shit?
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
I missed what you were saying. I was looking at you hitting the microphone and checking if it picked up.
Pangea?
Do you believe in Pangea?
Pangea was like when all the continents
were smushed together, like connected.
Like, I guess. I mean, I haven't thought that's
all right,
gotta
if there
bullshit.
Was Pangea on this side of the earth, what the fuck's on the other side? Just straight up ocean?
Maybe Pangea used to be on the other side. It was just.
It just wrapped around.
Just wrapped. It was just.
Where did all the land go? Where
along?
The fuck is Old Zealand?
And for that matter, is Old England even a place? I've never been there.
What the fuck is Zealand, dude? Where is Zealand? Shit, I don't know about Pangea, dude, because I think that goes hand in hand with the theory of evolution and how if you believe that we... I don't know. I feel like if you are a person of faith... And you believe that God created man.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they challenge the idea of Pangea.
Probably.
Because Pangea, I think it was, there's probably much smarter people than me that have explored this topic and taken the same angle. But I think that.
It sucks my bad. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say that it sucks that religion was made 5,000 years ago when we didn't, like, study shit. Because if it was made today, they could easily just be like, yeah, God intended for that to happen.
They could just keep rolling with it.
Yeah, just keep rolling with it.
Religions are still being made today. Like, there is really new, like, Scientology.
Yeah, that's not too new. Man,
it's not that old.
60s or something
was
made.
In the grand scheme of things, when was Christianity made?
Yeah, I mean, well, Mormonism came around the 18-somethings, 80s, 60s, 70s, 80s.
I have no idea the facts on that, but they're both relatively, like, brand new religions in the scope of human life.
Yeah, I definitely, in my mind, New Age religions are just cults. That's what I think of them as.
I Googled new religions, and that's always like, how do you know if it's not a cult? That's, like, all I saw on Google.
But you could say that about... Any
I
religion.
Mean, what,
I'll be the guy.
Christianity was a cult when it originated.
No matter how big a cult gets, it's still a cult.
What constitutes a cult, though? Like, what
like,
is the,
there differentiating factors like, between...
When I think of a cult, I think of, like, you got to give all your money to the church. You got to move out and live in a compound with other people.
With no shoes or socks, and the bottom of you and your woman's feet are all dirty. Like,
cheese out of bodily fluids and things, and pancakes out of other things.
God damn.
Blue waffle.
I feel like.
Forbidden breakfast.
That almost made me puke. That fucking blood.
You didn't have to look it up.
Dude, you guys know about my toxic curiosity.
Yeah.
I gotta see what they're making out of that blood.
God damn it.
I must know.
That's pretty bad, dude. Yeah, I mean, do they really do the yeast infection thing? Because that is...
I have heard that. I think I heard it on fucking Dave and Chuck the Freak. They were talking about it at one point.
That is one of the most abhorrent things that a person could choose to do with themselves.
Disgusting, dude.
My God. My God in heaven. I'm at...
Oh, my God.
My God in heaven. Oh, God.
Damn, dude. Oh, good Christ. I couldn't even imagine it. Like, what would possess somebody in their world? In their, like, okay.
Brings us back to.
God damn.
Trying to be unique.
Just I think that they're like, when's the last time you had a good sourdough?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I do have.
I'm making a nice sourdough starter right now.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, dude.
It's just like an opportunistic bakery. Right? Dude, I'm never going back on Martha's fucking Etsy. I'll tell you that. Martha, I ain't going back to your Etsy. Martha's opportunistic bakery.
Opportunistic
bakery. Fuck out of here. The fuck out of here. Good. Dude, some people are fucking weird.
Nice sourdough starter from your yeast infection.
And yeast infections are common. I know pretty much every woman you've ever met has had one. And I get it, so I'm not shaming that, but
I'm shaming the using the yeast from the yeast infection.
I'm going to puke if you keep going deeper and deeper. I'm really fighting it back.
A bread leavener?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they call it?
Mm-hmm. Like baking powder or something?
No, like it helps the dough rise.
I don't know what kind of sick, twisted individual you must be.
Sick and twisted.
My God.
Ugh. Well, they legalized marijuana federally. Well, no. Did they?
They decriminalized.
The House voted. So does the Senate have to vote?
Yeah, and the Senate ain't gonna happen. The House is all Democrats, and I'll keep it neutral because I don't really give a shit which way goes which.
They voted to decriminalize it, which is pretty cool. Oh, and I saw that there's going to be a program to release people that have been incarcerated for.
That's where it's important.
Producing, distributing, and all the possession, all that shit.
Right now, a federal decriminalization would basically be what Massachusetts had in like 2015 or 16.
Ago. Yeah, 2008. I remember was when Obama was voted in.
And it would be basically if they found you with weed, they would take the weed.
And throw it away.
Throw it away, but you wouldn't get charged. There would be no criminal attachment to it.
Decriminalized, yeah.
So,
or you get like a misdemeanor at most. It's not going to be a felony or whatever.
The amount of people that are sitting in a jail cell because they had an ounce or two of weed in the 70s is disgusting. You know,
it is fucking disgusting. That's a whole nother fucking topic. The prison industrial complex. But,
it's just modern-day slavery. Yeah. That's all it is. Private for-profit prison is free labor. Predominantly by the backs of black men.
Yeah, it's
Modern-day slavery.
It's highly skewed one way. Obviously skewed one way.
It's sick, dude. It's fucking... It's wild. It's wild how many people are sitting in a jail cell because they had 2 ounces or something of weed.
Yeah, for a stupid fucking reason.
Or a joint in fucking 1982.
Like, they're in prison for most of their life for that same charge, and then I just walk around every day like with that amount of weed.
Yeah.
Maybe not that, maybe not 2 ounces, but
I think that I think it's a historic moment, because for it to be on a federal level means that there is a deeper understanding of like what marijuana is.
War on drugs is over. Drugs won. Especially in Oregon with the legalized cocaine.
Oregon is
legalized recreational cocaine.
If you're legalizing methamphetamine,
decriminalize. I think they did the decriminalization. Which
my God,
my is God, way better. Dude, we shouldn't be locking up drug addicts. That's fucking dumb. God, no. We should be helping people that are addicted to
the way that this system is. Okay,
it's fucked.
The way that this system is in place, right, is that it's a game between your insurance, the local and state government, because of there's definitely. It's all a cash grab, and you're playing off of people's absolute desperation, right? Yeah. Whether it be your health insurance providers who are not covering all of these rehabilitation places, or whether it's your state government who is only providing so much of a budget towards treatment facilities. Mm. So it's impossible for somebody who is struggling in a life or death situation that is completely out of their control at this point.
Yeah, well, I'm sure
they
like,
can't even find a bed.
I'm sure those places like, well, no, there's like a lot of good places out there, but I'm sure there are places that just like they do it so they can get the money from the government, you know, like.
Like, just basically like a slumlord.
For...
Yeah. There's a bunch of that, too.
Rehabilitating people.
There's a bunch of that,
yeah,
too.
We'll just take them in and it's just...
The way that I view... way that I view people who are in, like, a specialized... And I'm not comparing these two types of people at all. I'm not comparing a drug addict who is, you know, in the grips of a life-or-death drug addiction and a United States veteran... But any marginalized group or subset of people in America get the shaft. If you don't fall into place and work a little 9 to 5 and fucking do and eat all their fast food and pay attention and study all their programming, you're fucked.
I feel like they it's like people like talk about how much like, oh yeah, like. Like, I'll use the veterans thing. Like, oh, appreciate your veterans. Like, thank the vet, and like all this shit. But then, like, on the back end, when nobody's around or looking, I mean, by like,
when you don't like feel the social player out, pressure.
Yeah, when you don't feel the social pressure, it's like, because I'm saying like, I mean, like the government side of it, like. It's like, thank a vet, but then it's not reciprocated in the back end where it's like getting benefits and getting treatment and all this shit.
Veterans should be cherished in America. Yeah. They should be treated like fucking, they should be never having to worry about anything when they come out. It should be at a point where they can have a house, they can have a car, they can have anything they want.
I've seen like documentaries and of like, vet speaking and shit, and a lot of the time they just want to be able to like just live a normal life without
it should be provided for them.
Yeah, well,
that,
yeah,
when mean, you gone, when you get out
so much
when you get out you should have
there should
like
be some shit,
the home loan and stuff, that's good, but you shouldn't be, I don't know, there needs to be, they need to be treated better, and I don't know the details enough of any of that shit to speak on it.
When it comes into any of this,
I'm an idiot in general, you know, and I hope that with this we're able to like be corrected and somebody to comment and say, you're a fucking idiot, you were wrong about this, like stop doing this shit because you're spreading misinformation, but provide accurate information on top of that.
We should just call it the Misinformation Hour with Shawnee Mac and Alex.
I like the Crawl Podcast
I like
better.
The Crawl Podcast better.
But that's basically what it is.
Fuck.
Yeah, I mean, any marginalized group where there's a certain stigma attached to being called that,
you know, and probably the gay community will feel it. And like any marginalized group that doesn't fit into the mold or requires, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but any of them probably are treated worse than the 9-to-5 when I was working at FedEx, just waking up every day, feeding the machine and keeping it pushing, feeding the machine, keeping it pushing. You know, those people that are on the outskirts socially or professionally, they're getting the shaft, you know.
Getting the shaft.
I don't know. We've been rambling
for
on
for the past 10 minutes, dog. It is getting around to be that time.
What do you know about BTS?
BTS?
Yeah, BTS.
Be the stigma?
Bezos. Treading semen?
Semen.
Bezos tasting semen.
Tasting semen.
Bezos.
What do I think about that?
Tasting semen.
Not too much. It is what it is.
BTS.
He's the richest man in the world. He's allowed to do whatever he wants.
If that's tasting semen, so be it. But BTS, are they?
BTS, like the NSYNC? K-pop group?
Yeah, are they Korean NSYNC? Are they Korean NSYNC?
I know nothing about BTS. I know that they're a Korean K-pop band, and that's literally all I know.
You know that they have billions of views on their songs? We should pull up some BTS because I want to hear. I never heard their music, but I was looking on YouTube and I seen one of their music videos had 1.1 billion views.
Billion with a B, billion?
Isn't that like Gangnam Style numbers?
Yeah. a billion views on, like, what, a music video?
A music fucking video,
What
dude.
Music video can garnish a billion views, dude?
Oh, my God, dude.
What the hell?
K-pop is taking over the planet. It's taking over the music industry completely.
It's like one of those, I don't know, like, what it is.
It's like a phenom, dude. It's fucking. Phenom. I don't know, dude.
K-pop. Are you putting on a BTS song right now?
No, I just brought it up.
Yeah, put that bitch on.
A billion views.
That's a 1.1.
We'll probably get
DMCA and not put it on.
Even though we're not monetized.
I can't play a billion view song on our channel without DMCA.
I don't want them
to
rip the audio from the whole video just because
2 seconds of BTS.
Yeah, it's billion and fucking views.
You want to know what it sounds like? It's
I want to see this 1 billion views.
Dude, I want to shove my putt in the face of YouTube, dude. What the fuck?
Oh, they're going to be doing like a little dance or something. They're doing some choreography.
Oh, yeah.
They got high budget graphics.
High, but the highest.
They're dressed like they're in high school.
Yeah.
Those are all 40-year-old men. I hope you all know.
I know nothing about BTS. And like I've listened to K-pop, but I don't know anything about BTS.
K-pop is like a very...
we got the analytics for them right there.
K-pop is like a very...
6 million comments on this one.
Damn.
48 million.
Fucking million.
They don't even have 100 million subscribers. Whatever.
Damn.
100 million, not even 100 million billion.
Not even
whatever. 100
million billion. Shit.
Not even a trillion.
Whatever. Dude, do you want to end it on this Korean K-pop talk?
Korean people are ambiguous.
13.
Korean people are ambiguous. You can never tell if it's a man or a woman if the hair is long enough.
I want to go to
Korea. Yeah, I think we should end it.
On right, that note.
Guys, I love you to death.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Welcome, Producer
Eggs. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah.
Producer Eggs, we're fucking, you know, over here just crawling.
Welcome to the show officially.
We're over here just crawling, just folks. Crawling. I'm going to get butt naked and make these guys feel weird. But
he will. I just won't look in that direction.
Do something.
Every day.
That makes your life feel
like it's worth it. Do something every day that makes your life feel worth it.
Yes, sir.
Like, subscribe, follow at the Crawl Podcast, and don't forget to rub your titties on my head.